Now, this week in Kells, an event took place which was delayed over the past couple of years by COVID. The Walk of the Ancestors, historical lecture series, took place, and Frank Golden, one of the organisers, is with me on the line. Frank, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm delighted to be here on Radio Kerry.
Very good. Now, tell me, Fenianism was the focus of the series, and you were talking as well in particular about Mortimer Moriarty from Waterville. Tell me about him.
Yes, Mortimer Moriarty was from Kilmacearn, which is close to Waterville. His family emigrated to Canada, Toronto, in 1849, became very active in the Fenian movement there, was part of a scheme where Irish veterans from the Civil War planned to invade Canada and ransom it for Irish independence. We know now this was a harebrained scheme. He was subsequently arrested, escaped from prison, made his way to New York, and he was sent back to South Kerry to organize the Fenians. He operated under a different name, along with this Captain O'Connor, and he would have recruited my granduncle into the Fenians. He was subsequently arrested because he was easily recognizable. Mm-hmm. He was missing part of his nose from a saber slash during the Civil War in the U.S., sent to prison, then returned to Canada and became very active in, again, in the Fenian movement and in Irish affairs. Was a great friend of O'Donovan Rossa, who I think would be known to your audience.
Yeah, indeed. What a life, and what a life lived, Frank.
Yes, it has. And a friend of mine who's a professor at the University of Toronto, David Wilson, is an expert, has written a two-volume book on another Irish, famous Irishman in Canada, Thomas D'Arcy McGee. But he's just last year published a book on a Canadian spy story, and in it, it features a lot about Mortimer Moriarty. Now, when David was in Carlingford last week for the Thomas D'Arcy weekend, so he said it was a short trip to come down to Kerry, and was delighted to give a wonderful speech. Two other professors heard about this venture and they offered to join. One was somebody I'd been in college with, Professor Liam Kennedy from Queens. I'm delighted to catch up with him after 54 years. Mm-hmm. And the other one was a Carr Savineman, Maurice Brick, who now lives in Tralee, Professor Emeritus of History at UCD.
Ah, very good. So, look, it was a great event, and it's something that you're hoping to continue, is it, Frank?
Yes, it is. We discovered we had 140 people at this. There's a lot of interest in it, not just locally, but we had people did travel great distances from this. We had people from the north of Ireland. We had people from came from Dublin for the event. We some of the people who attended have expressed an interest in speaking next year, and we think we can put this on every year. It's there's a lot of interest locally, but there's also an economic spin-off from it. I think that cultural tourism is underexploited in Ireland, and many people love to travel from overseas to especially descendants of the diaspora. They want to reconnect with the homeland. And also we have a lot of young people who have moved back here with young families. I think it's nice that they will grow up and get exposed to the history, something that was lost when I was growing up, and I don't think there's been a lot of focus in local history in Ireland in the last 40 years. Things have changed now.
Yeah, indeed, that is the case. And look, that's it's important to remember. It's important to look back at these figures and remember their place and their time as well, Frank. So you'll be continuing on again with it next year. Listen, we're going to leave it there. But Frank, thanks a million for talking to us about that event, and good luck with next year and beyond.
So, you're very welcome. It's always a pleasure to tune in to Radio Kerry. Would be a lot happier if I was listening to it with Kerry winning the All-Ireland.
Yes, indeed, as all of us would, Frank. Thanks a million. That's Frank Golden there with us on the line from the Walk of the Ancestors in Kells, which took place this week, looking at the Fenians and history of the Fenians in Canada and the connection to Kerry. The historical lecture series took place on Monday last. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show.